AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Authorities in Waco, Texas, increased security overnight to quell other possible attempts at criminal activity following Sunday's melee that left 9 bikers dead and 18 wounded.
There were pools of blood. There were streams of blood. There was blood splatter where people were trying to leave the scene that were injured.
Police Sergeant Patrick Swanton says it was a shootout between rival motorcycle gangs.
There are rival bike gangs that are meeting here, and that the episodes activity have been increasing in numbers, and that the potential for violence was increasing.
Sound courtesy KXXV-TV, at least 100 bikers were detained after the shootout. Within the hour, Amtrak trains will start running again along the busy Northeast Corridor, less than a week after a deadly derailment in Philadelphia.
Amtrak says repairs have been made with passenger safety in mind and complete compliance with federal regulators who'd ordered the railroad to expand a speed control system near the crash site for southbound trains to northbound ones. Amtrak was also ordered to look at all curves for safety and to increase speed limit signs. Meanwhile, investigators are trying to determine the reason for the train's acceleration and sorting through conflicting reports about an object striking its windshield. Julie Walker, New York.
An industry trade group predicts a record number of travelers, 222 million, will take to the skies this summer. The AP's Scott Merowitz reports domestic fares haven't gone up from last year.
If you look at domestic airfare, we're actually running $2.01 less than last summer. And after several years of increased airfare, that's a good thing for passengers.
An Iraqi official says the Islamic State group killed at least 500 people and forced 8,000 to flee as it captured the city of Ramadi. This is AP Radio News. Smoke and fire rose from a crash site in Hawaii after a U.S. Marine Osprey went down in a hard landing. AP correspondent Audra McAvoy reports one Marine was killed, 21 others on board were hurt.
The Osprey was participating in training at the time. A witness told us that 3 Osprey were flying together, performing some maneuvers, and one of them developed some trouble.
Scott Dixon has won the poll for the Indianapolis 500, and he's relieved.
It's extremely close out there with the competition. So, you know, for all of that to come down, to that one run, you need to get perfect. So, yeah, the pressure was really tough there. And, you know, after you've done it, there's a sense of relief.
Will Power will start second on May 24th. At the box office,
this is how we do it.
Pitch Perfect 2 debuted in the number one spot, $70 million in ticket sales. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.